prosper.com.
Those other guys putting you to sleep? Your energy boost is right here on Boston's best source for financial news and information, the Money Matters Radio Network.
We are back with the Money Matters Radio Network. My name is Brian Joyce. I will be with you until 6 o'clock on this hot, hot Friday afternoon. Is it me or are there not a lot of people left in the studio? Has everybody, it seems like everybody but us has gone, they're gone. They're gone off to the beach for their weekend.
Everybody's in their car listening to our show.
Must be nice. There you go. That's what's going on. We are talking with Belinda Fuchs. She is the president of OwnYourMoney.com. She's a CPA. She's been featured on ABC, NBC, Yahoo Finance, SmartMoney.com, the Boston Business Journal, amongst many other things. You consider yourself, I was reading through your stuff here, you consider yourself a financial coach.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that differs from being a financial advisor, or what kind of services do you provide that maybe are a little bit different?
It very distinctly is different than a financial advisor. They will be trained to be reviewing your investments and be helping you with making sure that you have proper asset allocation and diversification. And you have some great financial advisors even that are on your radio network. Now, though, there aren't a lot of people who are willing to take on what I am, which is looking at your day-to-day finances, which is helping you find the cash and keep the cash and make more money than what you're doing right now. So I use the term financial coach for a lack of something better because it's just a new niche that I created.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a strategist, oftentimes a consultant. It's a blend of asking the right questions to be getting the answers from you, as well as giving you some suggestions along the way of, yeah, I don't think we should be doing this, and this would be a better way to go. It's quite different than a financial advisor. I often get a lot of referrals from financial advisors because they say, you know what, and I just got one a couple weeks ago, I have a couple who's making $600,000 and they're not saving anything. What's wrong with this picture?
I don't even know if that's possible, but...
it is, because what ends up happening... Well, first of all, they live in New York, which helps a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's your first problem.
But part of it, though, is you get into private school.
Mm-hmm.
Big expense. You get into multiple children, so you can have a nanny or daycare expenses as well. You get into parking, and then you get the multitude of other things that they have no idea where their money is.
Right.
So we're actually tracking that right now, and in 2 weeks, cash out the door was over $2,000. So it's like, where is that going?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, though, it's people have no idea until they sit down with me and they start to look at it and we gain some perspective and awareness about it, then we can start to find it. And so that's where the coach comes in.
Before the break, we were talking about our top five tips to put more money in your pocket for your summer vacation. We covered the first two, the first one being major expenses, the second one being recurring expenses, things like your cable bill or your cell phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
What else can people do? That's two tips.
That's two so far. Okay.
You say you have five.
I do.
All right. Let's
stay
tuned. Let's get
here
it going.
Here we go. Okay, number three. So number three is all about looking at your habits. So oftentimes, it's these little things. It can be buying water $2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
It can be coffee when it's free in the office. It can be driving or taking cabs when you could just very easily walk or take some public transportation. Or it's things like maintenance or overdraft fees on your account. So they're just little things that are kind of like the recurring minor, but you're not really signing up to them as consciously. They're just a habit that you have that's part of how you live your life that could be different.
I've always said to people, I'm usually pretty good at saving money, but I think a lot of it is just, some of it is dumb luck, and some of it is just that I don't have a lot of habits. And I used to have this friend who, you know, she would have 2 cups of Starbucks a day, and she would smoke like a pack and a half, 2 packs of cigarettes a week. And,
wow.
And I one day I added it up like you on like an Excel spreadsheet for her.
Right.
And I showed her, I'm like, I probably spend less, probably about $80 less a week than you, you know?
Right.
And over a month, yeah, that's upwards of $200-$300 a month.
Right. So now take that to a year.
Right.
Right. And so as you start to exponentially go there, you're like, okay, wow, that cost you $2,500. And
mm-hmm.
now that's after tax money. So you just had to work about $3,500 of your salary, which depending on what they make, could be 5 to 10% or something of their salary on this one habit. Was that worth it? You know, part of my job sometimes is just asking the question, well, what's your return on investment for that bit that you just spent?
Right,
you know, and they're like, well, let's see, I'm going to die sooner. So, okay, not much return there.
Nope.
Okay, it's a little bit fulfilling in the moment. You know, and it's, and I get that people have these things, but yet it's about recognizing I can do something about them, working through some of the resignation that you touched on earlier.
Well, like you're saying, you're not telling people to just like break your habits. That's tough to do. But yeah, don't spend $6 for the Starbucks Frappuccino if your office has decent coffee.
Right. And sometimes too, it's about having things be not just a habit, but be more of let's do this once a week, or let's do this to celebrate something, or so that it's more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if things like I was in a good article in Rhode Island Monthly in February. You can find that at Own Your Money too. And one of the things that we did was a spare change. And it was like, okay, what if you bought lottery tickets 2 days a week instead of five?
Mm-hmm.
What if you bought a candy bar from the machine once a week instead of five? And you just start to add it up. And, I mean, it was $1,000 in a blink.
Well, a really good example of that, especially with young people, you find young people eating out like four times a week just because I got home late, I forgot to defrost stuff, I have nothing to cook, I don't want to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're saying, rather than just out of pure laziness eating out 4 days a week, still eat out. But like do it once, like once on a Friday or Saturday night where you actually enjoy it. Like make it something enjoyable rather than just, I forgot to cook.
Right.
You know, you end up blowing all your money.
Right, exactly. And that's very tied in with a lot of my philosophies, actually.
Right.
Because I'd rather see people spend things on moments that are worth it. I call them money moments. You know,
mm-hmm.
the ones that like have you feel good, that are the experiences you will appreciate and enjoy. And you'll remember. You don't remember the four times that you ate out.
No.
Except when you get the bill. And except when you might have gained a little bit more weight because you're not eating as healthy as you probably could have, right?
This
is when you think of it. And, that you know, food is just a huge one because people get kind of complacent and they say, oh, I just don't have time. But they don't realize that how much they actually eat out and how much it adds up. So food is another great one that can be a habit when it comes to eating out, and they're just not recognizing it.
So that's habits. Tip number four you have here is attitude. Explain what that means.
Okay. Attitude is a huge one because attitude is often that linchpin that has you do something or not. So I touched on earlier that we all have these belief systems, and it's often a belief that'll say, well, it's not worth it. Or in this economy, everybody's just getting by, so I'm just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of my process is to help people identify what that is and then dissolve that, you know, to realize that it's just not true. It's just something that we keep telling ourselves over and over again, but there's no real truth to it. And to be able to actually be in action to put these things into place, you often have to do an attitude adjustment to get out of that resignation and say, you know what, I'm worth it. It's worth it. My life is worth it. My kids are worth it. And whatever that looks like to you, you know, the future that I want to have, I want to someday retire. And I can't tell you how many people are coming to me and they're in their 50s and they have barely any retirement savings.
Well, it's
I'm
very
like,
hard.
I got to get you going.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, a lot of people, like this comes back to the procrastination thing. A lot of people are motivated by structure, meaning structure that's put on them by other people. But all of a sudden when you're an adult and you're in charge of your own finances, it is possible to you provide your own structure. I mean, you know, you see this with people, you know, you always see people who are like, oh, I want to work out more, but they never get to the gym. Well, you know, if you give yourself that structure, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I want to look good and I want to feel good. So you can provide that structure.
Right, and that's part of my job that I've set up because just as children crave structure, grown-ups crave structure too. And when it comes to our money, the vast majority, 99% of people never received proper financial education.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly didn't receive it when it comes to your mindset and your attitude about money. And part of what I just feel like is this huge missing out there is that there's tons of tips, yet nobody's really doing them. Okay, and I think that part of the reason why they're not doing it is this attitude problem.
Yeah.
Because when we've stayed in our own non-supportive beliefs, then we're not doing the things that we need to be doing.
Right.
And oftentimes, too, it's on the income side. That was going to be the bonus tip that I'm going to get to in a second. Because we can be maximizing our income, yet it may mean stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit. Just literally this morning, I was coaching somebody on getting a raise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening in this economy even. In the last 6 months, I've helped two people get $25,000 raises.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't know their worth. They don't know, you know, they feel awkward asking for a raise. I'm afraid my boss will say no and then fire me because now he's mad at me, you know.
Right.
But know your worth.
Right, and that's partly where I can help people, whether it's as an employee or as a self-employed person, mm-hmm. to be able to recognize that. And there is a difference, though, that part of it is also separating your self-worth from what you're worth in the marketplace.
Right.
An important distinction for people to be making and be willing to go after what's there for you and mm-hmm. what's there for your family that you're leaving on the table.
Yeah, but because a lot of people are, like you're saying, a lot of people know their self-worth. They've been raised to say, oh, you're a great guy, and, you know, you donate money to charity.
A lot of people don't, but we can talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people, I think it is a real problem. People don't understand their worth in a workplace, and it does make people reluctant to ask for a raise.
Right.
Yeah. This is the Money Matters Radio Network. We are talking with Belinda Fuchs from OwnYourMoney.com. My name is Brian Joyce. We're going to be back right after this break with more Money Matters.
Are the odds against you or someone you care about facing an upcoming civil or criminal court battle, being wrongly accused, harassed, or victimized? Sieg, with the privilege of having strong evidence and information, can bring to providing the victory that belongs to you or a loved one. Put the power of our investigative agency behind you. For more information, call for a free consultation. Clandestine Investigative Services, 1-877-HIRE-PI-2, 877-447-3742. Or on the web at cisandassociates.com. Clandestine Investigative Services. Toll-free 877-447-3742. Clandestine Investigative Services is a licensed and bonded Massachusetts private detective agency. Available 24/7 at 877-447-3742.
Sterling Financial is committed to creating and executing quick, appropriate investment plans that make sense to you. In fact, the most important asset Sterling Financial provides is personalized service, a way of making the investment process easy and enjoyable. To speak with Jonathan Price or any member of the Sterling Financial team, call 617-558-3213. That's 617-558-3213 or online at www.sterlingfg.com.
Build your better breakfast at Subway with the new 250 Breakfast Combo. Get a Western Egg White Muffin Melt with 4 grams of fat, fresh toasted and made to your order. Add a 16-ounce cup of freshly brewed Seattle's Best Coffee, all for only $2.50. Try the new Subway 250 Breakfast Combo today. Subway, eat fresh.
For limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable. That content refers to Western Egg White Muffin Melt prepared according to standard recipe.
Money Matters, Morning Edition, weekdays, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Join me, Joe Mantricardi, and co-host Joe Chica, the second and fourth Thursday of every month from 8 to 9 a.m. MetLife Financial Services, 508-614-4405.
So the amazing thing, though, Joe, is what we find is the overwhelming majority of people out there today do not have a financial plan for their future.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact...
What's the number on that? It's scary, actually.
It absolutely is.
I mean, it's as scary as how many people don't have a will.
Right.
You know?
That's right. I think people tend to shy away from creating a will because it's actually facing the inevitable, and that's our own mortality. So it's unfortunate. I've seen many signs on the highway as I'm driving where people will plan more for a two-week vacation than they will for their own future.
Yeah.
Which is it's a shame.
Money Matters Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., only on the Money Matters Radio Network affiliate, WESO AM 970.
Log on to MoneyMattersBoston.com to find a Money Matters Radio Network affiliate near you.
We are back with the Money Matters Radio Network. Check us out on the web, MoneyMattersBoston.com. My name is Brian Joyce. I am going to be with you for about another 13 minutes. And I've enjoyed the time that we've spent together. We're talking right now with Belinda Fuchs. She is the founder and president of Own Your Money. You can check her out at ownyourmoney.com. You can give her a call at 617-268-0600. And Belinda, during the break, you were saying you also have a CD that's out there.
I do. It's a 2-CD program. Here you go. You can take
one. All right.
Touch
I
it,
got
feel
it.
It. Yeah, Brian.
There you go. It's
Brian
called Own Your Money Presents Invest in Yourself, a 2-audio CD set by Belinda Fuchs. Where can our listeners find this?
They can get it right at ownyourmoney.com. Just go to the store.
Okay.
You can find it. And it's the 7-day system to take control of your money.
There you go.
So often people feel owned by their money,
mm-hmm.
and that their money is controlling them. So it's a real step-by-step program to reclaim their power, rebuild their bank account. And I selected some of the tips for today's session right out of that CD program.
The topic that we were talking about is ways to put money in your pocket for your summer vacation. And we've hit on 4 of them. You had 5 tips here. The first is controlling your major expenses. The second was trying to rein in minor expenses. Then you mentioned your habits, things like drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, going out to eat 5 days a week. Try to cut back on that. We talked about attitude. The final thing you have listed here is a big one for a lot of people, which is credit cards.
Right.
So let's talk about that.
Right. In the next 11 minutes.
Which is something that
a
lot of people don't want to talk about.
Right.
Credit card debt.
So I'll just give a few of the highlights here. Again, I would say call me for that 30-minute call, because really oftentimes credit just gets out of hand really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what I can say is to put more cash in your pocket. Call them and see if you can negotiate down your rate. See if you want to transfer to a 0%. The key thing, though, is making sure you're stopping the bleed so that you stop generating it in the first place. That's a really important one. And to take control of it so that you're not having $39 late fees,
mm-hmm.
that you're keeping better track of it. If you do have it occasionally, call them up and just ask them for a credit. I think so often people just think, okay, I have to take it like it is. Well, you don't have to. And you can call them and you can say, what can you do for me? Or it looks like I'm at a rate of 29%. I mean, I've helped people negotiate down rates, balances, settlements, the whole bit, because there's really a lot that you can be doing that you might not realize.
Well, especially after the Credit Card Act was passed last year, that also provides consumers with a lot more advantages. You know,
right.
You can shop around. Look for better rates.
Right. So you can look for better rates on things like bankrate.com is a great one, creditcards.com. Some of these are just really good resources. And then there's also a piece of calling the credit cards that you've had for a while. I'm not necessarily a fan. If you've had a card for 10, 20 years, don't just cancel it to get a better rate, because you will hit your credit score. That's just, it would be a longer conversation, but that is part of what they look at is length of credit history.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be adding that card, but it's not, and then not necessarily spending on it, right? Or just making sure that if you're spending, you're paying it off right away. And, you know, when you look at can I afford it, it's can I pay cash for it? And I'm a fan of using credit cards when you're able to just use it to track your spending.
Right.
Instead of just using cash and then at the end of the week saying, where did $200 go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with credit, though, oftentimes is that you lose your emotional attachment to the money. So as an answer to that, one of the things that people can do is start using singles, or start using the other side, start using $20 bills, and then notice how much less likely you are to go and spend it instead of just having money that's like flowing out of your pocket.
Do you typically recommend, do you suggest people carrying zero credit card debt from month to month? Is that something you try to aim for? There's a lot of people who try to be so vigilant about it, you know, and they say from month to month, I want zero. I pay it all off at the end of the month. Do you think that's a good idea? Or
I do. That's what I strive for with people. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. though, it's a matter of reining in their spending first. So I had a couple in New York, and they were overspending to the tune of $4,000 a month and have now jeopardized their house.
Yikes.
And part of it was that they were paying for their child's college, and they had never talked to their child about it. That to say, you know what, we
paying
really
for college with a credit card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, so doing some of that or using the credit card for their lifestyle and paying for their college out of their savings or out of a loan out of their 401k. So these are all things that when I can be helping couples to generate the $4,000 a month, so the $60,000 a year, then all of a sudden we don't have to be tapping credit cards. We don't have to be tapping home equity line. We're definitely not tapping 401k loans.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we generate this cash per month, we aggressively pay off the debt.
Right.
And that's the big thing, is to relieve that, because oftentimes people are making good money and feeling broke because they have such a debt service that they're doing every month.
What other tips can people use, you know, going into summer holidays? Do you find that sometimes people, are they maybe just taking the wrong kinds of vacations? Are they spending too much money on a vacation? Maybe downsize there.
Right. Oftentimes people are, because it becomes rather unconscious. They don't spend the time to think about it. So what I'd like to see people do instead is use this as an opportunity. This literally, this radio show with us, people are watching it online, I guess this TV, so to speak, this video, to be able to instead say, okay, what am I really looking to accomplish with this vacation? I'm looking for bonding with my family, or I'm looking for just a relaxing getaway. So how do I achieve that result and maybe have the process look a little bit different? So I had one couple, the one that was overspending the $2,000 a month, and they had gotten so down. They had been taking vacations in the past, and all that was doing was adding to their home equity line. They said, you know what, we're working with you. We want to be responsible. We're going to find a more creative answer. So they went camping, and it was $60 for the weekend, and they happened to come in to me that Monday, huge smiles on their face. They said it was literally the best vacation they'd ever taken. And that weekend it rained, and they just all cuddled in the tent, and they just loved it.
Right.
They said the kids were so happy, and that was really what they were going for. And they normally probably would have spent $600 instead of $60 on that weekend.
Right.
Or is it? Can you find some place that has a kitchen instead of just a hotel room? Another great one is VRBO.com, stands for Vacation Rentals by Owner. I've done that before so that you can get a house instead of getting a bunch of rooms for you and your friends.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're sharing a house and you may be paying $50 to $75, say, per person or couple or something, instead of paying $150. So, and you have more bonding and you can do a fun group dinner. You know, maybe if you normally entertain, instead of footing the entire bill for the barbecue yourself, can you be doing a potluck? You know, these things should just not come from a scarcity or a I don't deserve it place, to say, you know what, I'm going to choose to own my money. And when I own my money, I'm going to be making my choices differently, and I'm going to do it because I know that I am worth it, and that's why I'm instead getting more creative with these ideas.
Well, I find, wouldn't you agree that, I mean, even today during the recession, a big part of the problem is the whole, you know, the old keeping up with the Joneses thing, because yes, we could go camping and save money that way, but you know, everybody's going to Tahiti and Bora Bora, and they're going to Disney World, and nobody wants to, you know, when people are doing fabulous things like that, I don't want to be stuck in a tent in Maine.
Right.
So do you encounter that problem a lot? I mean, do you encounter these people who just have that disconnect, you know, between reality and the fantasy life that they'd like to live if this was a TV show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a client who was living that life and overspent last year by $75,000. And his fiance did the same thing and wiped out a $200,000 inheritance in the last 2 years.
Just on recreational spending, not on like starting a business or...
No starting businesses, on travel, on weekends. I mean, not all recreational, but on living their life, living their lifestyle. And some of it is keeping up with the Joneses. And I have several of the Joneses as clients. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that they can't even keep up with their lifestyle anymore. So it's really just recognizing what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you really joyful, and to say, how do I do that? And how do I just do it on a little bit more of a plan? A little bit more of a commitment to my financial future to say that it matters. So if you do still want to take a vacation, then maybe you do an all-inclusive, you know, or you just put a little bit more planning into the trip and you buy a Disney book and you get some free tickets or some lunch plans, or you get a hotel room that has a kitchen in it so that you can be making lunches for the family. Instead of it costing you $40 for lunch, it costs you $7 or $10 or something, and you're bringing PB&J, and then you just go to a nice dinner. You know, there are just ways to do it more effectively that you can feel great about, because people will come to me and they'll say, yeah, I just went on this really nice vacation, yet my mind was feeling guilty and shameful for even being here.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for my clients either.
Well, the great thing that, of course, today is that there's so many, you know, weapons at our fingertips. I mean, there's Expedia. There's anybody. You don't need a travel agent. You're not at the mercy of somebody else. You can go out there and find these deals.
You can. And I'm a really great source for referrals for my clients, too. Like, I just act as a network. So if somebody is on this call with me and they're looking for a particular reference, just let me know. I mean, I know travel agents that specialize in cruises. Those can also be great. I had a client who just went on one. It was like $700 or $1,000 maybe all in. And oftentimes it's like when we think about it ahead of time, maybe we go off peak a little bit more. You know, there are just a lot of options that we can do to have more fun and to be generating the income even now over the summer or all year long to be paying for that vacation. So that's really an important point. And one of the ones I want to mention too, checkingfinder.com is a great one to be starting to stash some cash, because you can get great interest rates, a little bit of a hurdle, but you can get higher interest rates than normal. Moneyisle.com is another one I want to mention too. So.
You're listening to Money Matters Radio. We're talking with Belinda Fuchs from Own Your Money. Check her out at ownyourmoney.com. Give her a call, 617-268-0600. We have about 1 minute left, Belinda. Is there any parting words of advice that you would give our listeners heading into the summer, looking to have a good time, but also not break the bank?
Right. Know that it is possible, yet it depends that... Or the factor that will make all the difference is your attitude. It's going to be you choosing to own your money instead of having it own you. So it's working through the resignation that we talked about to be in action. To the dare I give you, the challenge is to take one tip that I had given you today to say, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it literally today on Monday. I'm going to set a date for myself, and I'm going to put it into action because I deserve to put more cash in my pocket.
There you have it, folks.
Thanks
Belinda,
for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And what are your plans for the summer? You have all this good advice for people.
I know. Well, I just took my own advice. I just went up to Vermont for a great day trip, and we all the places we looked at were really expensive, so we just packed a bag, and we went, and then we stopped off at a hotel, got a great rate, and just stayed for the night.
There you have it, folks. There you have it. Do as she says.
Yeah.
And as she does.
Right.
Belinda Fuchs from Own Your Money. Check her out at ownyourmoney.com. And that is my time with you. My name is Brian Joyce. I am here at Money Matters Radio. Tune in online, moneymattersradio.net. Give us a call, 888-205-2263. I will see you again. I will talk to you again soon. Thanks again for joining us, Belinda.
Thank you, Brian. It's
All
been
right.
a pleasure.
Have a
great
good
weekend,
everybody.